AM 920 and 101.7 FM KWAD CJ Baumgartner on a Wednesday. It's 8:51 on this 15th of March, and we're joined by Reed Reinbold. He's the chief deputy of the Otter Tail County Sheriff's Department. He's joining us, and he's going to be joining us once every month to talk about what's going on in the county. And Reed, welcome onto the program. It's great to have you on.
Thanks, CJ. Glad to be here.
So for those who don't know you, just introduce us. Who is Reed Reinbold? Tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and how you've gotten to the Otter Tail County Sheriff's Department.
Sure. Yeah. Again, my name's Reed Reinbold. I grew up in Henning, graduated from Henning High School, went to NDSU and got my bachelor's degree in sociology. I started law enforcement about almost 21 years ago. I started in Henning, Parker's Prairie, and Monaga, working part-time. I went to Benton County Sheriff's Office for about a year, and I've been with Otter Tail County ever since.
All right, awesome. So you're from Henning, from just down the road a little bit here. Big basketball game tonight for those Hornets, huh?
Yes, big game.
Big game against Battle Lake, a little bit of a rivalry there as well. That's always got to be a little bit fun.
Yep. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, and growing up in this area and being around here, what's it like to serve the county in that capacity?
Well, I love it. Before I was in law enforcement, I was an EMT for Henning Ambulance. I've kind of dedicated my adult life to serving others around our area. It's a great place to live, good people.
And what made you decide that you wanted to go into law enforcement?
Well, it's a good question. I started out, actually, I was going into engineering, and the classes were increasingly difficult. I was struggling with that and realizing this isn't maybe where I'm going to spend my life, and I thought, well, I want to help people. I want to get out and be active, and this was a good fit for me.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And what's it been like interacting with the community members in a place you grew up? Is that a little bit of a challenge, or how is that?
No, actually, it's been more helpful than otherwise. It's good to know people. I know who they are. I know where they come from. I can talk to them. A lot of people reach out and give me information or try to help us, and I think it kind of helps that they have a comfort level with me.
Sure. And so what are your duties on a day-to-day basis? What do you do?
Sure. So as the chief deputy, I'm the second in command of the sheriff's office. I serve as the sheriff's designee when he's not around. A lot of administrative stuff. I deal with policy. I deal with our budget. I deal with kind of the day-to-day things. Every day is different. I never know what I'm going to have when I come in, which is why I enjoy my job.
Awesome. Awesome. And so, with all that, what are some things that you have coming up in Otter Tail County at the Sheriff's Department? Any kind of news or notes you want to let people know about?
Sure. Yeah. Actually, I'm real excited to be able to talk about this. We're offering our Otter Tail County Sheriff's Office Citizens Academy, and that starts on Wednesday, April 5th, and it will run every Wednesday in April.
Sure.
It starts at 7 p.m. and it goes about two and a half hours. And it's our opportunity to show people what the sheriff's office is. It gives them an introduction to law enforcement in general, as well as looking at all the different facets of the Otter Tail County Sheriff's Office.
Awesome. How long has that been going on? And just kind of talk a little bit about the history of that.
Sure. It started, I want to say, back in like 2007, 2008. It's been going on a long time. And we've hit just about every year. Sometimes there's been, during COVID, I don't think we offered it. It's been a really, really, really well received. We've had people from all over Otter Tail County, and including surrounding counties, come and attend it. You can go starting at 16 and 17, as long as you have a parent with, and then we've had anywhere from 16-year-olds to 70-year-olds take part.
And what do you think is the most beneficial part of some of the people who go to that?
Sure. I think by and large, what we hear is just people didn't realize all the different things that we do. We introduce people to our dispatch center, our jail, our canine program, our narcotics investigations program, SWAT, school resource officers, all the different things that we do. And I think they're surprised at how many different things that we have our hands in.
Yeah. And for one more time, for people listening, what is that event? Where can they check it out?
Sure. Again, the Otter Tail County Sheriff's Office Citizens Academy, beginning Wednesday, April 5th. If you want information on signing up, you can contact our office at 218-998-8520, or you can go on the Otter Tail County Sheriff's Office Facebook page, and there's information there.
All right. Anything else that you want to talk about, Reed, with what's going on with Otter Tail County Sheriff's Office?
Well, I guess with the upcoming weather, I would just encourage everybody to slow down and drive with care. That's kind of our primary response right now is with the weather, is dealing with vehicles in the ditch and crashes. So want everybody to get to where they're going safely.
Yeah, you can never remind people of that too much, I feel like.
Right, yep.
Everybody thinks they got it under control until they don't.
Exactly.
Reed Reinbold, he's a part of the Ottertail County Sheriff's Office. He's the chief deputy. He's going to join us once a month, every second Wednesday of the month. He's going to come in studio, talk about what's going on in Ottertail County, give us any updates on things going on. A pleasure to have you on the radio show, Reed, and we look forward to talking with you again next month.
All right, thank you, sir.
That's Reed Reinbold. He is the chief deputy of the Ottertail County Sheriff's Department. If you missed any part of this interview with Reed, you can head on over to our website, wadenaradio.com, and get the full interview. You can also check it out on the KWAD Facebook page as well.